Welcome back to At Fabric TV. I'm your host, Ron Jacobs, joined today by Nathan Anderson. Welcome, Nathan.
Hi, Ron.
Good to have you with us. Tell me about yourself. What do you do?
Like you said, my name is Nathan Anderson. I'm a tester on the WCF team. I do a lot of interoperability work there.
Ah, excellent. So, yeah, sometimes we forget, us here in Redmond, some of us, you're not forgetting, but there's lots of things out there besides .NET, right? And
absolutely.
So sometimes, you know, people have to send messages to other things, WebSphere, WebLogic, whatever, you name it, right? I mean, there's bunches of SOAP implementations on other platforms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny because I remember way, way back in the day when all this stuff was brand new, like around 2000 or so, people said, oh, this is going to be great. We have interoperable specs, we have these standards, and so you're just going to like hook up this one to that one and bam, it's going to just work. Didn't turn out quite that way, did it?
Interop turned into a pretty long process.
Yeah.
We've been working on it for quite a long time, about 2000, like you said.
Yeah.
But recently, the WSI has released some new profiles.
Yeah.
Basic profile, basic security profile, reliable secure profile, and that really has kind of upped the bar for interoperability. Also, as in conjunction with that, Microsoft also released some white papers that kind of give you an interop roadmap, if you will, to some of the major other SOAP stacks like WebSphere, WebLogic, Metro, Apache. And also, and that's not all,
yeah.
We've also released this really cool wizard for Visual Studio that'll create a WCF project for you that'll like create all these interoperability settings for you, and just right out of the box, it should just work for you.
Dude, because for a minute there, you had me worried because I'm like, okay, great. Now, you know, if I'm some guy who's got to make this work, you just gave me like, here's 10 white papers you can read and go look at these posts and, you know, a bunch of stuff. Now you're telling me something. You're giving me some hope here. All right. So good. You know, you got some demo to show us about how this stuff works. So why don't you give me a taste of what this is about?
Sure. Okay, so we're going to start out here on the Java side here. So we have a WebLogic service.
Mm-hmm.
The service code itself is fairly simple, as you see here. You just have kind of two methods, and they do pretty simple stuff. But if we come down here and we actually start looking at the policy for this guy,
yeah.
I mean, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on here. There's a lot of settings.
Yeah, I mean, that reminds me of WCF's policy with WS security and stuff. I mean, you know, there's tons of stuff here. And if you're not an expert on this, it gets really hard to pin down when something's going wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is, more or less all the major stacks, you have a lot of settings in common between them. The bad news is you have to figure out how to get those common settings lined up together and figure out the correct set of those.
Oh, right.
So we've set up this WebLogic service using the white papers, so that configures WebLogic for us. So let's just take a quick look at how this works. So right here, you can see we're calling into my WebLogic machine.
Uh-huh.
We'll bring up the little test client here, and we will call it.
Okay, there we go.
So then there's our request, there's our response. We got a response from WebLogic, and so all the magic happened under the covers there.
Yeah.
We were able to connect a WebLogic client to a WebLogic service.
Okay. So. Well, that's not too hard.
Right.
Right? Okay. And so, this was just like kind of plain old, you know, basic SOAP, right? I mean, no big security or anything.
No, this was using that entire security policy.
Oh, it was. Okay.
We have secure conversation. We have mutual certificates.
All right.
We have all that stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
Under the covers here. So,
cool. All right.
So let's go over and take a look at this in WCF land here.
Okay.
So here's our new thing that we've put together. So we'll just create a new project here. You'll see we have this Express Interop WCF service library and this Express Interop service application. That's sort of the new wizards that we've created.
Okay, sweet.
We'll create a new secure conversation project here. And the next thing you'll see is a wizard pop up and giving us a lot of choices on how we want to configure this new new service. So we have a choice of the platforms that we want to talk to.
All right.
And then we use Mutual Certificate and Secure Conversation when we were setting up our Oracle service. We have a huge number of different algorithm mixes and stuff that you can use. We're going to stick with the default here. We can also turn on MTOM, but we'll just use text encoding for this sample. And now we'll pick out a certificate to use. And we will use Bob. And so now this is just going to go through and create some new stuff in our config file. If we go to the web config here.
Sweet. Now, you know, normally you've got to be a WCF config ninja
right.
to work this all out. But this is pretty right. awesome what you've done here.
So we just have one simple binding here, uh-huh. and just a few knobs on that. And,
right.
It sets everything up, so WebLogic is going to be able to talk to the service.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah.
So we'll just do a quick build here. And we can go back to our WebLogic client. Close him, and we'll just switch the endpoint that we talked to. So we're just talking to my WCF machine here. Then we'll run this again.
Now this could be the shortest Endpoint TV episode ever. No, I said Endpoint, App Fabric TV. That's we're on the new show. Because what we've got here is we're going to have a Java client app talking to a WCF service, you know, a WebLogic Java client,
yep.
right? Talking to a WCF service. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't have to change any code at all. Didn't have to actually change the config.
You just changed the URI that it was talking to.
Yeah, the only change I had to make was changing which URI the Java client points to.
Okay.
So hopefully I've done everything right, and in a second here we'll get our answer.
The suspense is killing me. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so we sent the request, and
there's the answer.
Got the answer, and then that's just kind of the standard response from the wizard-generated WCF service. So,
right. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this would have taken, like I said before, somebody who sits down and, like, you know, the boss comes in and says, you're going to have to figure out how to make that Java service talk to a WCF yep. service. It would have been like, oh, great. A week later, lots of books, blog posts, or whatever you're reading to try to work this out. You just did it in, like, 5 minutes.
Yep. I mean, it would take 10 or 15 lines of config to figure out, and then, of course, it's not necessarily the number of lines of config. It's figuring out which little settings in the config to actually do. And
Right. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Now, yeah. Okay. I'm totally impressed. Is there more you want to show? Or?
If you want to know a little bit more about our white papers and stuff, we have the great web services interoperability site just uh-huh. on the WCF site and MSDN, so we have a lot of great information here, all about the different standards and profiles that we have. And then we have all our resources and our white papers and all sorts of great stuff
so
here.
What's this chart that you're showing here?
This is all the different profiles and specs that WCF supports.
Okay, if you go and look and you say, all right, well, I have WebSphere. Then we're saying, hey, WCF can do all of these profiles with WebSphere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's Project Metro?
That's from the company previously known as Sun.
Uh-huh.
That was their big web service stack, and they did an awful lot of work for interop between us, WCF, and their Metro stack.
And so now that's belongs to Oracle?
Right.
Okay. And so who knows what's going to happen
yeah.
with that?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
All right. All right, so that's cool. So we've got here on the site, we've got the papers that have all the details about the stuff that the wizard's just going to do for you.
Yep.
So if you really, you know, want to know all the details, you can go read the papers. If you're just like, I don't care, make it work, run the wizard, you know, and you'll be good to go. Excellent.
We took the more or less, you have the white papers are just kind of the roadmap that the wizard follows. So you can either drive yourself or you can hire the wizard to do it for you.
Now, we saw the Java client consuming a WCF service. Do you do the flip side? Generate a client, a WCF client that consumes the Java service?
We don't have a wizard for that. You can hook up the config, all the bindings and stuff in the config to do that, but it's a more manual process.
Oh, okay. So if I just, you know, generate the server-side binding, I mean, you generate the binding definition in the config.
Yep.
So I just flip it around, use that binding for the client,
yep.
and I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty cool. Now, I know people are going to be like, okay, I got to have this thing because I got to do this tomorrow. Where do I go to get this?
So we've shipped this on the WCF CodePlex site here. And so if we just kind of look right here on the front page, we have the WCF Express interop bindings right there.
Okay, all right.
Just a real simple install. I think you just more or less install a V6 file, I think it's called, into Visual Studio.
And
that drops everything into place, and you get your wizards automatically. And the project templates automatically is what I mean.
Right, great. So that's pretty freaking awesome. I mean, you know, I love it when we take something that, you know, I've heard, you know, people's horror stories about trying to make these things work together. Just, you know, it comes down to knowing one thing that you just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I've been working on interop off and on for a lot of those last 10 years. And so I've seen a lot, all the different things where things can break, and learned all sorts of different WCF extension points and stuff, but now we've kind of simplified it down to just kind of these few different degrees of freedom and settings that you actually need to set, and hopefully this will take care of most of your cases.
Well, and then, you know, you have all these different moving parts, right? I mean, like, we're doing releases of WCF every so often, and they're doing releases of their platforms, and so then you run into things where this version of the platform doesn't work with that version of that platform or vice versa, you know? Mm-hmm. So how do we address all of this mess? I mean, isn't that part of what this whole WCI profile thing is about?
Yeah, that's a big part of it is it just sets up, it fixes the specs so that so you have a lot fewer ambiguities. So if everybody is coding to these profiles, it really creates a lot fewer interop headaches.
Oh, yeah. And ambiguities and specs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully then all the vendors signed on. These profiles are pretty straightforward. So when they release a new thing, if they say, yeah, it conforms to the profile. And the WCI does testing to confirm that it conforms to the profile, right?
So these have been moved on to the OASIS.
Oh, okay.
And future testing is still to be determined. Most of the vendors actually keep up all their the endpoints that they use for this testing up. So in the future, that you can just go to those endpoints and actually test against that to make sure that your platform is.
Oh, so they actually have some kind of public endpoint you can ping and test
most it? Of them have.
Yeah. Okay. So you actually, when you're doing testing, do you use their public endpoints?
We actually have our own endpoints that set up.
But, all right.
It's the same principle. So.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much, Nathan, for sharing this great work with us. I'm sure a lot of people want to go download that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on AppFabric TV.